Yeah, traveling abroad is...
I'm sorry. All right, boys.
Hey.
Boy. One boy.
You're outnumbered.
I am.
Big time.
Deja vu.
So you're wearing your fishing shirt there.
I'm wearing my fishing shirt. Yep. It's pretty loud.
A little clashy.
Yeah. So I have my the three ladies in my life.
Oh, yeah.
The three most important ladies in my life.
Aww, that's sweet.
That's so cute. Sweet.
And don't let that go to your head. I mean.
We already knew.
We already knew.
My goodness.
That's like when Nono would tell me I'm his favorite granddaughter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that means nothing.
Your only granddaughter.
Well, the same for us.
Yeah.
See, you're our favorite.
I guess you said the same thing.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you, it means nothing.
But now,
sorry to tell you.
Now, Grandma has three great granddaughters.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, three.
The girls are outnumbering the boys.
That's right.
They are.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that dynamic.
You don't.
This is just a picture of what's going on in the
big
family.
The Hawkins family.
I mean, we've gotten to where we've gotten pretty much from the men.
True.
I mean,
and we've had enough, so we're gonna go.
The women
on
have been riding the
now.
Coattails long enough, so get
now
to work.
Now we're in charge.
Get to work.
Okay. Now we're in charge.
We'll but play. Luke is working.
He's in Detroit.
Detroit,
doing what?
I think it's just like seminars that he has to sit through.
Yeah. Oh.
So nothing
he can kind of
nothing
close
fun.
His eyes
and Detroit is horrible because
yes, it is.
It's well, it's bad, obviously, but then everyone is left. So he's like, it's like a deserted ghost town. No one's here.
Right.
So
they're thinking about making it a smart city.
They're going to get Detroit. Rid of that.
You know what? I heard a conspiracy theory. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
That, you know, the fires in Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
The I Hawaiians are saying this, actually.
Yes, this is the Hawaiians. They think because Oprah and Jeff Bezos, all these billionaires have been trying to buy up that land. And they were like, no, it's our land.
Yes.
And so with the fires, there was like a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yes.
So they think that.
Yeah.
They want to make it like the first AI city or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they're like, uh-uh, that's not going to happen.
They're saying at their meetings or whatever, they go, just mark our words. If this does go down, you know that we've already been saying this is, you know, a thing.
People were calling it. And they're not. And there's like how much news coverage has been.
Yeah, not much after a while.
None.
I mean, and are they just like sending any kind of money there? I don't know. I'm not hearing it.
Each household got like $700.
$700.
So, but like other countries are sending like help and aid.
Oh my gosh.
And housing, like all, like they're providing that.
$700 is one Costco trip.
Yeah.
That's what $700 is.
Wow. Exactly.
That's some macadamia nuts, some light bulbs, and a few other things.
I am very tired, but I went to Costco yesterday and I walked through the Christmas aisles and I like actually cried.
Yes.
I like legitimately like.
So beautiful.
I took a photo because I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm like sobbing because I don't know why. I don't know if it was like, I was so excited.
Well, you know, Dad bought some of that stuff this year.
Oh, you did?
The light.
I should have gone with you.
We got the new tree.
Okay, good.
And then we're getting, I want to get the
snowman.
Turn
on the waterworks.
Oh, he wants to get the reindeer.
I literally, like, they had like the little music playing and I was like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just that one aisle.
I saw tennis shoes and I almost bought a pair of tennis shoes. And I was like Luke, you have to come home. I'm like going crazy. I almost redid my wardrobe at Costco.
Oh my gosh.
So,
it's September. It's September, October, November, December.
Yeah.
Oh my well, Dad did do his redid his wardrobe from Costco.
Costco?
I think this is a Costco, isn't it?
I think so.
Most of the shirts that he's worn on this podcast have been from Costco lately.
Good.
It's legit. Yeah, because I told myself I don't think I'll ever buy anything from Costco, and then I think half my wardrobe now is
you
from
meant
there.
Clothes.
Yeah, like four of my shirts have Hurley on it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's what he's been wearing.
We know.
So
they know the brand. They've seen it.
I'm sorry. It's like $6
for
a shirt.
You find your brand. Who cares?
I know.
Hey, you need to introduce your special guest today.
My special guests.
Well, everybody knows, but
focus on the special. The special. Whatever. She's Who special. Can we get?
She's to fill in.
What loser can we pull in from the family?
I want to say something though.
Who has nothing going on?
Johnny W was here last week, and then we talked about how it was your favorite that has been on the podcast before.
Your favorite comedian. And you remember him?
No, that she's a favorite of being on.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So then Johnny W. is like, oh, man, I love your mother. And you go, next time you come in, we're going to get my mom here. He goes, oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Well, he said on the podcast.
When he talks about you, he gets a little tear in his eye.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
For a good reason.
What do you think it is?
That tear for a good reason, you mean?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
I mean, you've kind of worked your magic on another person.
Magic on another person.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. The way it is.
You're
it's
popular. You're pop. You're, why are you so popular?
I have no idea that I'm popular.
Every other day I get stopped in the grocery store and someone's singing your praises.
Is that right?
I'm I think it's funny when someone stops him and he thinks they might know him as a comedian.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then no, they know him as your son.
I know your mom.
I know your mom, Nilda. They don't know anything about him, but.
They say, are you Tim Hawkins? Yeah. I know your mom.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they say.
Well,
so
we've
funny.
Lived here so long, so that's why.
Yeah.
Got a lot of connections.
Yeah. Yeah. After 51 years.
Well, what is it? Wow. What is it that you bring to the table? I mean, I know.
Country.
But what do you think it is?
Country.
Yes.
I mean, she's always in her bikini. Number one.
Or mentioning it.
Or mentioning that she's going to change into her bikini. Well,
cover yourself.
When the weather gets warm, you know.
Need
have to
improvise.
Think about your wardrobe. I don't know. Makes people laugh.
It's amazing. She used to be like, when I would tell you about like sports games and stuff, oh, I'll show up in my cheerleading outfit, my crop top, and my skirt. I'm like, yes.
Please do. Please do.
Were you a cheerleader ever?
No.
Mm-mm. Were you in the pep club or anything? Or?
No. I did like yearbook. And
you're smoking under the bleachers?
Okay. She did the smart stuff.
She just smoking, firing off, smoking like a train.
No, yeah. I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
Not many cheerleaders.
Right.
More to pick from than there were,
right.
than they needed.
Too many.
I had no talent.
Want anything to cheer about?
No, I did. I played volleyball, but that was
you did. I did not know that.
Well, that's when they played the old-fashioned way.
Well, how's that?
You know, where you sit, all you do is just sit up and. You know, you pass around, sit up, and there's not much spiking.
Not any spiking.
That? Do you all remember that? Mm-mm. There's not much spiking in the old.
Well, I remember gym class we're playing, and they have 20 person people on each side.
Yeah. 20, yeah. Yeah.
You're just kicking them over, kicking it off the wall.
Well, when I didn't know Tim very well, we were playing at church one time. Uh-huh. So he did spike it in my face, gave me a bloody nose.
Really?
It was kind of a Meet the Fockers moment.
Is that right?
It's like, eat that.
It's like, wow, okay, dude.
Cute girl. That's how I would.
That's how it got my attention.
That's how I would woo women. Yeah, it's just violence, an act of violence.
Do you remember that, though?
Yes, yeah, and I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, gosh, I know you didn't.
Here we go. Funny. We got some old footage here. Bren, you see that?
Good job, Libby.
So,
you can probably barely see, but.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, they're just popping it.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of a spike.
That's so slim.
Oh, there's a little bit. Oh, what's that all about?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
That's pretty similar. I like that.
I thought when you said, you said like sitting.
I know, I thought you were
sit
down.
Sitting up.
Setting up.
Setting up.
Setting. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so confused.
Yes.
I know. At first I was thinking, were they doing sit-ups and then bouncing up and down?
Yeah.
Setting.
You stand up to hit the ball, but then you have to sit back down.
Sit down until it's your turn.
That's what I was picturing too.
That's really funny.
But it's
watch
changed.
It. She's fixing to stand up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Gearing up.
She's a coming.
No, watch out.
So I did not know that. So
change a lot.
Did you play any other sports ever?
No.
Really?
No. We didn't have, we just had, we really had softball or baseball, really. Volleyball, basketball was king in the town I'm from. Yeah.
Right.
The stores closed and early and
for the game? Oh, that's fun. I love that.
There was a basketball game the store saw.
I feel like your sports closed. Would be like corn shucking and like, you know,
corn
like
corn
mowing.
Shucking.
Corn shucking.
What is it? Shucking?
Shucking.
Shucking. Get it right.
Yeah. It just sounds wrong.
Shucking the corn.
Sounds bad.
Weird. You're right.
No, we, in fact, a lot of the basketball players during their gym period, the kids that were having gym class would just sit on the bleachers and talk, and the basketball players practiced.
I love that. Easy A.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's good.
It's just small
that's
town.
Good stuff.
Small town stuff.
Yeah.
I like that simple way.
That's still participating. That's still.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Who cares, right?
Yeah.
Just show up. Yeah. We should all pass everything if you just show up.
At school?
Everybody yeah. passes.
Is that your new motto?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't try.
Yeah. Don't. What's that all about?
Don't stress yourself just, out.
Yeah. Calm down. But yeah, mother's very popular. I think mother's an appreciator. She's just down home. She's got her saying. She'll throw a saying out.
She has good food. I know there's one thing on the table where she's going to make you a Texas sheet cake.
That's right. If I get my colonoscopy.
That's right. So giddy up.
Speaking of. Thank you, Heather.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Yeah. There was a drive-through colonoscopy right. place down by the Qdoba.
I wonder if there was ever a time when an 81-year-old mother took their 55-year-old son to get a colonoscopy.
This could be a first.
I think this going could be to a be first. A first.
Can someone here put a camera in this boy's rear end? I cannot sleep at night.
She can't.
It's not funny.
Just do it.
I'm going to make you a nice little photo album.
I feel like there are times you would tell me, now you make sure your father goes.
It's not funny. It's horrible.
It's not funny.
With dad, has my oil been changed? That puts him at peace. And with mom, is my colon clear?
That's yeah. Right.
Both kind of the same sort of thing a little bit. Yeah.
Kind speaking of
dipping in there, checking it out, putting back
speaking
in.
Speaking of colons. So
dipping it in there.
Gross.
Yeah, that's Dr. Speak. Yeah, Mr. Hawkins, we're going to dip it in
give
there.
You an oil change in your booty. All right.
Doing a little diagnostic.
We should probably divert over here. What yes, were we going to say, Libby?
No, just speaking of colons, I took...
it's a new segment, colon
yeah,
talk.
Colon talk. I took this pill. It's like a colon broom. Have you heard of that?
No.
Don't take it.
Oh, I feel like those Sophie's just Bakery
don't
cookies
do
you love.
It. Yeah, those do that too.
If you have too many,
because I ate like way too much food. In
oh
Italy.
Right,
like way too much bread, way too
oh,
much.
Oh yes,
pasta.
Now Livy just got
so
back from
home,
Italy. We should say.
So I come home, and you know I'm like feeling. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling heavy.
Yeah,
so
you need
like,
a good.
You know
sweeping.
What? I need a nice sweep.
Yes.
The old chimney
don't.
Sweep.
Don't fall prey.
The old basement
don't
chimney.
Don't pray.
Don't do it.
I tell you what, you'll suffer through that Costco. Fat stage. You just do it. Because
lesson
this
learned.
Morning at 4:30, I wake up.
Oh, that's why you woke up at 4:30.
And my tummy was rumbling.
Wow.
And I was like, this was such a bad idea.
You're like, oh no.
It was bad.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What would mother? What's
it's
her
a time for evacuation. It's not a fire. It's not a drill. It's
too
the real
small.
Thing.
Too small.
Too small.
Now, wasn't food so much better there?
Yeah,
I know
so
you've
good.
Had it before, but what was your
it's
favorite?
So
okay, let me say it this way: in comparison to our version here in America, what was just you know just like so much better there?
Everything.
In your opinion?
Well, not everything. Like pastas are amazing. I was let down by the pizza, I will say. Pizza was fine. Our pizza, in my opinion, is better.
Yeah.
But we got, so we went to Florence and they're known for their steaks.
Ooh.
They just have the best like cut of steak you could ever get.
Right.
And they cook it to absolute perfection. Like it's raw in the middle, but it's like cooked on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so we got a like 60-kilogram like slice of meat cooked up, shared at the table. That was unreal. Best thing I've ever eaten, probably.
That's amazing.
And then their pasta, I mean, their pasta is so good. It's, yeah.
We loved the focaccia bread.
That was bad.
Oh,
ours
was so good.
When we got that, I think we just went to a bad place. You know, we go to, like, when you're in Italy, or I guess Rome, it's more like, it's pretty touristy.
Yeah.
So every place you... this is the best place in all of Rome.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, like the first time it happened, we're like, oh, wow, okay, it's the best place. So we go in and like, it was fine. I ordered a roast beef with mashed potatoes. Like I was thinking it was like pot roast. It's like sliced deli roast beef. It was cold.
Oh.
It's like, what's
going on? It was like, what is this? No.
But, and then we that was the place where I was like, asked for focaccia bread and it was like cracker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. No.
So maybe it just meant something different.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not how it was where we were.
Did pizza originate in Italy?
I think China.
I think so too.
I don't think it's an Italian
thing. I don't think it is.
Thing, is it?
I think China.
I only heard that recently, though. I did not know that all these years.
Best thing I had, though, was their gnocchi. Gnocchi.
Yes.
Gnocchi.
Yeah. Unreal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So good. So different. That's like the one thing that was completely different than here. Because I feel like I've never had a good gnocchi.
Yes.
I don't know how to say it, but.
Are you sure pizza was made in China?
Yes.
No, we're not sure where, but because I've never like,
oh, I'm hankering for some Chinese pizza.
I just don't think it was made.
I don't think it was. I thought you told me that, like Korea.
You know who makes a good pizza? The Asians.
Hey,
give me some of that Asian. Give me a slice of that Asian pizza.
You were watching them make all these wonderful pizzas.
No, they no the Koreans. They steal. Okay, they take our ideas and they do them a whole lot better.
Well, we don't know. Look it up.
I guess it's Greek, Italian, and Chinese. I don't know how that works. But
that's what it says?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not sure.
History.
I mean.
Is there, yeah, is there
cheese
in China?
Greek.
Luke, this was funny. Luke, yeah, you know, he gets into his like things, his research things. So he's researching where are like all of these different things originated from. So like grapes and tomatoes and peaches and all this stuff. And of course he has me guess. So, you know, we're on a long train ride. Can you guess where peaches are originated? No, I don't know. Mexico. Yeah, he's like Nicaragua or whatever. But then we get to grapes and like, he was like, where are grapes originated from? And I was like, I don't know, probably like Israel or something. He's like, no, Chile or Peru or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how though? Like, how was that the first place it was found if Jesus made wine?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. And yeah. So anyways, he was like, that's a good point.
Like, never mind.
What source is this?
You know the mom story there, right?
No.
Where she's talking about foods and where they came from. One of my favorite stories about you. She's just doing, and she was doing her stream of consciousness.
This,
and she said,
can I say this is before we're falling asleep?
It's falling asleep.
So it's so dumb.
Falling asleep, Heather's the funniest person you've ever met.
But it's not funny unless you're there, actually.
It's like free narcotics. It's like free free booze.
Like my mind's just rolling to the back of my head. What's she saying?
So
I don't know.
What is tomato? That's Italian. Tomato. And she goes, carrots. She goes, about carrots. Carrots. That's American. Carrots. And then she goes, what about potato? Oh, that's French.
Doesn't even sound French.
Potato. That's French.
I know.
Accent doesn't even sound French.
Where does that come from?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Who are you?
My brain is falling to the back of my head. I have no control.
So great. She's the sommelier of words.
Oh, the sommelier of, what do you call it?
The sommelier. Yes, that's from France.
That's easy. Potato. It's French.
Oh, not even close.
We were laying in bed one night and
oh gosh,
we're just talking about where, you know how names like Chris is Christopher,
yeah.
Alex is Alexander. She goes, where's that come from? She's doing something. What about
I was like Frank, because I was thinking of people in my family.
Then she said oh gosh, she said a couple more. Jim, this is James. James so is the long stupid version. And then what is she said? You said, what about Roy? She goes, I go, what about, she goes, what about Roy? 10 seconds of silence. Then she goes, Raul.
You rolled off the bed. It was so funny. It was in the middle of the night, frankly.
It's the thinking process.
Oh my god!
The thinking process.
There is no thinking.
My I've got a better one. I've got a better
one. Keep them coming. Keep them coming, please.
I've got a better one. So we're in bed. It's slap happy. Just going to sleep. it's just dark, and she just talks out in the dark. Yeah.
Talks in like, the darkness.
She's like, let's play word association. You know, you say the first thing that comes into your mind.
Remember this.
I'm like, okay. And I go, okay, hamburger. She goes, hot dog. And he says, cake. She goes, ice cream. And then I go, chimp. She goes, pansy.
See, so dumb. It's funny to ask because we remember it, but it's just
pansy.
Hey, that, that works. One. It's the rest of the word. At least that wasn't as dumb as the others.
No, we've had some interesting late night conversations.
Yes,
it's so good, so funny. Yes. But yeah, it's. She has this thing. She just knows where food comes from. Yes. She has this thing like,
yeah, so you should
like
ask
a savant.
About the pizza. Yeah. You should ask me about the pizza.
We should ask mom next time.
Egyptian, okay? I don't know.
Yeah, but when you have, like, it seems like with pizza or some, like, steak, and somebody always has a better place to go or better pizza.
Right.
Oh, we love going to Emo's. Oh, if you want real pizza,
right.
You go to Stefanina's pizza.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
I mean, I do agree with that statement, but yeah.
Yes,
that's correct.
If you want some good, oh, then I haven't ever had a good pizza. All right, I guess you know.
Well, wait a minute. That's a segue because Grandma's favorite food, if she had to live on an island, used to be pizza. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite maker of pizza?
Oh my goodness! I do like Stefanina's.
It's good.
The best.
Yes.
There are certain cheeses that I'm not real. There's a certain kind of cheese I'm not real. Like, is it Emo's has that pinky?
So the St. Louis. Pink. You don't like the St. Louis type?
I thought they used American pizza on their.
American
pizza? It's real sweet.
No, they use provolone or Provel? Yeah.
Provel. Sure.
Provel.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Provel's, that's a St. Louis thing.
Is it?
Yeah, we did not like that for a while, but now
it's your favorite.
Good. Well, yeah. It's really good. Is that what Stefanina says, Provel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have the old Chef Boyardee. Remember that?
That's a pizza?
Mom? Yeah.
You'd make the dough, and they'd have the Chef Boyardee sauce and put some hamburger.
I
bought a box not long ago. I haven't made it yet, but I was going to bring that back and see if we liked it. It's been a lot.
Hamburger
lot of time.
Pizza.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Where's that Chef Boyardee? What's that origination?
Huh?
Where's that from?
Where is he
Boyardee.
From?
Boyardee.
Yeah.
What does that sound like? You know, Greek.
Greek.
Boyardee. I don't know. I have
just
no idea.
See if it sticks to
I'm
the wall.
I'm the worst with accents, so don't ask me ever.
It's a glass.
What?
When he moved to America, he changed the name. It was Boyardee or something.
Boyardee? Oh my gosh.
Boyardee.
Oh, yeah.
It still doesn't sound
Italian. That's how the Italian does the accents in the different.
It's called penultimate, the penultimate language.
That's
it
right.
means it's the next to last. So they accent the second to last.
That's right.
Spaghetti, babatelli, mondadelli.
So you had to put the
Lamborghini.
Chef Boyardee is more like
potato.
Meatballs and stars.
What? That was good though.
What are the Americans doing?
Now it sounds terrible.
The
soup.
They put the lettuce in the pasta. What?
Yeah.
Oh, we survived on Chef Boyardee. I love that. They had the meat, the little meatballs. Who knows what those are made of?
Yeah.
They were quite delish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mom really was. She knew the essentials
before her time.
Oh man.
Well, you're making her sound. She's a very good cook, though. So
yeah,
this is the thing where,
well,
we're
but
amiss.
One of you, your brother, you or Todd, said to me not too long ago, "Mom, your cooking has improved so much." And I said, "Well, what do you remember about my cooking?" And you said, "What?" Or one of you said, "Well, we had a lot of fish sticks."
A lot of fish.
And I said, well, maybe that's
so working
you
mom.
Could, you had to eat them in the car on the way to ball practice.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, fish sticks.
That is
fish.
True.
Put them in your ball glove. Yeah. Just eating them
well,
right
that's
out.
Half the thing the when the kids are younger is survival.
Yeah,
it's
it
like,
was.
What can I? How can I get them fed and not make big messes?
Yeah, and on the way to ball
on
practice.
The way to something else because you're
right.
always rushing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
I didn't have time to cook much. I didn't have. We just, whatever we could. I could fix in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you make a lot of good stuff.
So I think your top five would be like your beans, your Cincinnati beans. That would be a top.
Those are so good.
The baked beans. Mm-hmm. Those are Deer Door.
That's what it is. Yeah, that restaurant.
That recipe came from the Cardinals football players' wives had a cookbook.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And those were
Are like crack. We have a lot of friends that are just,
I know,
think those are their favorite.
Deer Door beans in a crock pot. Uh-huh. You could take over.
Yeah. Well, I also liked her tuna egg salad. It made me feel bad, but it tasted good. And there's nothing wrong with
it. She would always get sick, but she loved it.
But it's so tasty.
Yeah. You can't stop.
I don't know why it made me feel bad. Oh, you know why? Because I've been tested and the egg thing doesn't work for me. Yeah. But it tasted so good.
Yeah, Mom, your food was so good, but it just made me ill. It was just,
I couldn't understand. Like, why is this is so healthy?
It was a good idea at the beginning.
I should have left the eggs out.
Just thinking about it makes my mouth water because it's so tasty.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Vienna sausages?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So apparently Levi, when they went on their camping trip.
Just recently.
Bought like a ton of Vienna sausages.
Oh my gosh. How'd that go?
Lived off of them.
Is that all he ate?
Yeah,
and he didn't eat enough. What was he doing? What was his game plan?
He's going to need a colon broom.
Did we talk about Levi's experience?
A little bit. I think
we should wait for Luke. But
okay.
We should wait for Luke because he was there.
If we did, we'll talk about it again. Because,
but man, Luke texted me that I was like, that is because when he was younger, Levi was addicted to these Vienna sausages.
Yes. Yeah.
In the can.
And they're these little weenies that come in this. It's like a jello, a jelly.
Yeah. I mean, I would give them to him as babies, but he still wanted it when Jackson was a baby.
And what about potted meat? Do you remember potted meat?
Is that like deviled ham, that kind of thing, or spam?
No, it's different to spam. Potted meat was ground up.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
What was it called? Corn hash. Was that?
That's
in a can?
Something different. That okay, I don't know.
Where's that originate from?
Yeah, where's corn hash from?
From, I don't know.
Croatia.
Corn hash is from Arkansas.
Cornation.
Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Carnation.
Corn hash.
Yeah.
Mom is, she could, I think.
Wait, top five though.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
With snickerdoodles.
Oh, snickerdoodles. Okay, wait, desserts is another category.
Poppy seed bread.
We should do that up here with grandma's. We should. Do the rating.
Yeah, we should.
Poppy seed bread.
But those are, that's a whole nother category.
Carrot cake and then Texas sheet cake.
But the dinners would be Deer Door beans, or I think I said
Deer Door beans.
I think the
mashed
tuna.
Potatoes.
Also, the chicken and rice.
I used
was
to
delicious.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But, you know, I can't do that because the soup has gluten.
MSG, yeah.
It has gluten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the MSG.
I had to quit.
It's okay. We all eat it now, so.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we eat gluten whether we can handle it or not.
Apparently. Yeah.
Is that right? We're at a point I don't even care
doing anymore. Colon sweep. Because
that's right.
I think heaven is just gluten. It's just going to be big buckets of gluten in heaven.
I really agree. Yeah, I was reading, Ecclesiastes, and it was essentially saying nothing matters except for like enjoying food with your friends.
Is that
so
right?
I was like, that's got to be.
Oh, did it say that?
Essentially. That's the message version.
I never saw that.
But
it's a stretch.
Yeah, just
that.
Do your
that's
best.
So good.
But,
joy food.
Paraphrasing.
Enjoy it food with your friends.
That's kind of what it was saying. I
equals
was like,
this.
Man.
Yeah.
I enjoy food with friends. Mm-hmm. I could. Yeah, I love doing that.
You know what I enjoy? Gladiator.
The movie?
I watched that.
Have
you never seen that?
Isn't it the best?
It had been forever.
Oh, you've seen it.
And I know
it
that's one of your favorite movies.
That's right.
And I think that may be one of my new favorite movies.
My name is Maximus.
We need to watch that again. You just brought that up the other night.
But the reason I brought it up, because I read this verse in Joshua that was literally like, I'll just read it because it was I was like, oh my gosh, Gladiator.
Is this the first time you've watched it all the way through?
Yeah.
That's one of those movies that I see it on television, I'll watch it to the end.
Wherever it is,
I have to watch it to the end.
It says, okay, this is in Joshua 5, but he's like, as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And I just feel like when he was saying, he's like, I am the commander of the Lord, whatever. What does he say?
Right.
You know that whole thing.
Maximus is commander of the armies of the Lord.
Yeah.
General of the Felix Legions, humble servant to the one true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
So good.
In this life or the next. That's so good.
It's so good.
The beginning scene where they're getting ready to go to battle with these crazy whatever. what do they call them, barbarians or whatever. And he just looks at a bird. He sees a bird land on the thing, and he looks at it and watch it fly away. Then his eyes go back because he knows what he's got to do. And they, what, well, there's their one there before they go out to the stadium. He says something. They say, die well, die well, yeah, or something to that effect.
It's wild.
So intense.
Die with honor. That's what I say before I go on stage, and I'm not lying. Die with well. Honor. Die well.
Yeah.
So you truly say that?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, okay.
It gets me. That's it gets beautiful. Me psyched.
That's beautiful.
I get amped.
You should.
I mean, you think about it. It's like y'all were made for that kind of stuff, like war.
Yes.
You know.
And when we don't have war, we have pansies.
Pansy.
Or pansies. I wasn't even thinking of that. Or that.
Oh my God.
My gladiator. Go back to that.
Sure.
That's recent. A recent one.
No. That's
Charlton,
probably.
Was Charlton Heston?
That's. Is that Spartacus?
That's
Ben-Hur.
That's Ben-Hur, yeah, that's good.
Never mind.
Which is a fantastic movie, too.
This is Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is probably 20
probably
years
20
ago.
Years ago.
20? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only saw it the one time.
Did you?
And I have not seen it. It was very intense, and the kids were littler, so it's like I didn't love watching those kind of movies when they were.
Yeah.
I felt like my day was like that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, I gotta watch something peaceful now, okay?
They should have filmed.
Yeah, Heather used to wear armor around the house. And just do battle
well,
with.
Yeah. I just mean the intensity part, but yeah.
Right. You will eat these peas. You will eat them now, or you will die well.
You will die.
I will send you to the dungeons. You.
But it's such a good movie.
Right. And the stalks. Levi. Man, give me that veneer. What do they call it?
Vienna sausage.
Give me that Vienna sausage. Go to your room. No more Vienna sausage for you.
Go to your room. Funny.
But it's just wild, like that stuff happened.
Well, think about and then it's like, today. I mean, tomorrow I'll probably, we'll do some housework or something. I'll pack and get ready for a little trip, maybe. And they're like, oh, tomorrow we're going to battle with the Peloponnesians. Yeah. We're going to be swinging swords at one another for a few hours. And
that's why.
Hopefully, I won't die. I won't bleed to death.
But there's like, because I kind of looked into it. I was just curious of how they got that specific story.
Oh yeah,
like if it was based off of anything. But there was a guy who was like unkillable.
Wow.
And they would bring him back to the games over and over and over again. And he was so famous that he was like literally on like Roman coins.
Wow.
But he died at like 33 against like a lion or something.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, bye bye.
What are beasts seeking you?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if they had like some whiners out there, like somebody get whacked in the, in the shoulder. Oh, I got a stinger. I don't know. It's just like yesterday.
I pulled something.
Oh, I don't know what I did. I don't remember.
Sounds
I was
funny.
Slicing
I
some
wrong.
Guy's throat, and then my elbow just started. It's a little wonky.
He'd be dead.
Ugh. Caesar.
I want out.
Oh, my God.
Early retirement.
Huddle up, everybody.
Is there any ice in this town?
I need to ice down my shoulder.
It's like we're in Rome. It's like 90 degrees every day.
Caesar, I need to go on the DL. I don't know. I've just got a trick arm here.
Where's the witch doctor?
Right. Can someone consult the bones? Tell me if I'm going to live or die. Where's consult the witch doctor? So anyway, Mom, feel free to jump into this madness anytime you want. I apologize. We've got Livy on 1 minute of sleep.
Yeah, 1 minute of sleep after a colon,
an upset
her own colonoscopy.
I mean, she's probably got a little broom left in her.
Her DIY colonoscopy. Yeah, it is a DIY colonoscopy.
Oh, and that might be a good segue because...
What is happening? I think we already talked about
we're dying
that.
Well. That's what happened. Okay. This is the death of a podcast right now.
Yeah.
So, Mom, I'm glad you were here to see it. Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. Finding great talent doesn't have to be a second job. You can hire faster and better with Indeed. With Indeed's matching platform, you'll find who you need. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Just go to Indeed.com/Hawkins and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed. So we saw, you know, have you ever let's watch a movie. And it's
that's what I was going to say.
You
yeah.
scroll for 3 hours yeah. and you don't find anything.
But totally. I was like, I'm tired of the scrolling. So let's, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's so then think
I
of an
have
actor.
Extra pressure. I got to come pick through one. Here. Right. I got to pick a good one.
Watch something. Yeah.
And we picked one and it seemed like it would be not up our you know, alley. And it was amazing. Funny, wonderful movie.
Really?
It's called Dungeons and Dragons. It's Chris Pine. It's a new one.
The Dungeons and Dragons thing still doesn't even seem like it was about that at all. But
it was hysterical.
It was so...
Honor Among Thieves. That's
yes,
what it's
called.
Yes,
there was. Honor Among Thieves.
Hysterical.
Everybody
funny,
was so good
movie.
In it.
So that's one.
Okay. It was very tongue-in-cheek. It was very... Oh my gosh.
It's kind of Monty Python-ish.
Yeah.
A little bit
of that going on.
You know, you have these crazy mythological creatures and things and magic or whatever going on. And it's real funny. Dialogue.
Oh. But we want to overdo it because maybe we enjoyed it because we didn't have a high expectation either. But
true. It could be like nuts. Mixed nuts.
Well, that's what we were talking about. And they were saying, okay, what are some movies we detest?
Yes.
Some movies
five,
that really...
We wrote a list, but do you guys have some that you want to throw out that you were watching it or you were stuck at the theater watching the whole thing? And you're like, this is not good.
Are you doing a B-reel right now?
She is.
Yeah, sorry. I got to be on time.
They give you grace.
Mom, are there any movies that...
No, I don't. I haven't been to movies in the last few years all that much. I choose which ones I want to see, you know,
right.
basically, that I have a desire to see, and most of the time I like them, so I don't know. But I haven't been for 2 or 3 years. So,
what is your favorite movie? I'm curious.
Oh, okay. Somewhere in Time. Was my
favorite. My gosh, with Christopher Reeve. Yeah. This is back in the, Jane 80s?
Seymour.
Early 80s, maybe?
Did I see that? Jane Seymour and Christopher Reeve.
Somewhere in Time.
Ooh, we should watch that.
It's a tearjerker.
I don't know if I've seen that. Are you putting it up there? Yeah,
of course, Christopher Reeve was Superman.
Oh, I loved him.
Superman.
Oh,
it looks cute. Yeah,
I think I saw it, but I can't remember it, but I want to see it again.
It's about a guy, a modern-day guy, who sees this picture of this, I guess, was she an actress?
Well, he had
a self hypnosis to travel back in time.
And he falls in love with this picture of this lady from back in time, and he somehow goes back and meets her and falls in love
it
with her.
It has something to do with a coin. I forgot what.
A penny.
Grand
a penny.
Hotel.
Yeah. Is it in black and white?
No.
No.
Uh-uh. Oh.
And it was filmed
just
in...
Just guys are older.
Where was it?
Was it Martha's Vineyard or something? Or?
No.
South Carolina?
In Michigan.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you... Island.
Mackinac.
Oh,
Mackinac Island. Yes. Yeah, Mackinac Island. I love that movie.
Yeah.
To watch
that. That is like...
Yeah, watch that.
That's a tearjerker.
That was
Now, do you have a terrible one, Libby, that you've seen that you're like, oh my gosh, except for...
Oh, a terrible movie?
The Trip, I know, besides that
Oh my
that
gosh,
one.
Yeah, The Trip was rough for me.
That's really...
I could never watch it again.
Look at, they just have seething looks to each other because she wants him to like mix nuts and he wants her to like The Trip and they don't like these movies.
Oh,
I'm really sorry.
I feel like almost like if you've sued me, like taking me to court.
Oh, honestly, my God.
That's how I feel right now.
While I was so watching dramatic. It, I was wanting to do that.
Like she was calling her lawyer right there.
That movie is so bad. I called my lawyer.
Yeah,
literally. Like, see you in court, dude, Dad.
I gotta sue my dad.
No good.
For wasting my time.
This is probably a hot take and an unpopular opinion, but Avatar hated it. Maybe if I rewatched it, I did see it.
Have
when
you seen
I was
that
younger.
One, Mom?
I did, and I can't remember.
I really did not understand.
No,
that's just.
Well, I'll tell you what Avatar is. Avatar is Dances with Wolves with blue people in space.
It looks pretty.
That's
though.
The same story.
I love Dances
exact
with
same
Wolves
story.
Too. That was one of my favorites.
Oh, that is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I like sci-fi. Like I don't. I'm not like super into like Star Trek, Star Wars, none of that. I don't really. No. It doesn't really like.
Yeah, that's the thing. I do like sci-fi with regular dialogue.
Yes,
that's why Star Wars I like so much.
Do the Avatar people have a language? Or do they speak English?
They speak. They are join like, ponytails.
They do what? Is that what they did?
For some reason I just feel like they don't remember that movie. English.
I saw it, but I forgot it.
Yeah, they do. Okay. But then they have their own little.
They do have their own
special.
Language. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't even remember when I saw that movie, but I can't remember. It was a snowy day and my friend came over to get snow.
Avatar?
In. Yeah. And then Gail and I watched it.
Yeah.
I can't remember one thing about it.
I will say this. It was the most beautiful movies I've ever seen.
It is beautiful.
Like it was
in the theater.
That's
yeah.
True.
It was gorgeous. That's why pretty. I did like it.
Well, you took Spencer at the opening hour at midnight.
Avatar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I remember that. We lived in Lake St. Louis, I think.
Right.
Anyway.
One of the best parts of about like an airplane with like all the movies, you can watch like five different movies at one time.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, one time.
You can see everyone's screens.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, I'm keeping track of all these storylines all at one time.
That's good.
Then you're, through
like,
the seats.
Then you're ready for
like,
kids.
Okay, like I've pretty much seen that. Okay, like, you know, you got it. But okay, there was this guy who was like a seat up for me and he was like for sure a gamer. Like probably maybe like 30s, 40s. I don't know. Like whatever.
Bald spot?
No. But he was just like a nerdy looking dude. Yeah. He was cute. And he like his setup and his chair was hilarious. He had like a Pringle can in the back pocket, you know, just like shoved in there. And then he had like,
where it's bent, it bends
like
the-
these like gummy worms. And then he had like this other like snack. It was like these chocolate wafer thingies like shoved there. Yeah. So he has like all of his snacks.
All the three food groups.
And when he would take his Pringles, he would just do like six at a time. So he'd
psycho.
So I'm thinking this dude is at, in the beginning, I'm thinking like this guy is like a younger, you know, younger
kid-ish.
Gamer dude.
Oh, okay.
Because you couldn't tell because he was Asian. So you can never tell how old they are.
Yeah.
So anyway, so then he like starts watching the Super Mario Bros. Movie and he's just giggling. He is just having
loving
the
it.
Time of his life and just grabbing six Pringles at a time, watching this, laughing. But then he pulls out a laptop and he opens it up and it's to this like presentation and he was like creating this like slideshow and like what I gathered from, you know, his computer is like, he's like I think he's a very pretty successful like tech person.
Yeah.
Like, so then I'm like, oh, this guy's like, I think this person's wealthy because like all that, like it was all these like crazy, like technologies. And like, he was the guy going to Detroit from Amsterdam to present this.
Wow.
Right.
So then I was like, this person is so interesting. Like,
yeah.
All of like these layers.
Know.
There's so many layers. But yeah, then he just watched all the, like, he watched Avatar, you know, just all of these very. Yeah.
How long was your flight?
Movies. It was 9 hours back home.
Awesome. Yeah. Anybody who eats more than one Pringle at a grab is psychotic.
Wait a minute. Can't you have two? What's wrong with two?
One is.
I mean, I don't eat Pringles because they make me feel bad.
Two, if you make it like
they
a duck,
taste
if you
good.
Make
that's
it look like a duck,
yeah,
duck bill.
The tuna salad, but
it was impressive. One bite, fully in.
Just shoving the Pringles in.
He was
Pringle. What is that? Yeah. What is that nationality? Is that
yeah? What is it? Where's Pringle? That from?
Prague.
Irish. Prague.
There you go.
I'll make it easy. Prague.
Pragian.
Pringles. Prague. You know, goes together.
Yeah. I always envy those people that most flights I go on don't have the TV. Yep. But then you have these dorks that have the iPad just loaded up with movies.
I know. And you could do that too, but we forget.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I wish I could hear it.
I am watching the movies. I am reading the text messages. Like, if your phone is out on a plane and you're next to me.
I know, I'm peeking
too. I'm side-eyeing that thing crazy. I want to know as much as I can about you. Uh-huh.
Like, just sitting there. It's fun.
Is that like a voyeur? Is that what a voyeur is? Or just somebody who...
Were you going to say
basically a peeping Tom is all you are.
Yeah. I'll put like sunglasses on. I'll just be like.
I do that when I drive by houses at night and you see lights on. What are they doing? You're just going right back. What are they doing?
Now, wait a minute. You actually do this when we drive by ball fields as if you're going to know what's going on in that game and who's winning. And I'm like, could you drive? Because we're almost hitting people.
He's like.
He just keeps looking back. I'm like.
He's like, bad call.
Yeah. It's like, you don't even know.
Right. Like. Why honey, just let me watch this 3 seconds of this baseball game.
Yeah, it's like where his eyes are just totally off the road. And he's like, looking back. I'm like, you're not even going to know anything about it.
I do.
You don't know who. You didn't see the pitch.
We always had the same conversation when we leave our house because it's a winding road to get to the main road.
Well,
and I'm always
why?
On Spotify looking for something to listen to.
On the winding
can we
part.
Do that when we're at the stop sign, please?
I always say, can you wait till we're past the windy part? I think that seems practical.
The windy part.
And then when you're on the straightaway, then do your thing. Yeah. Or do it in the driveway before we leave.
I don't want to. Simple. Honey, I got to get things done. I want to
well,
multitask.
You don't even upload your iPad.
Yeah, he's
when you
got
go
so much
flight.
To do.
No.
He's so got to maybe mow the lawn and maybe pack.
And he doesn't even mow
honey,
the lawn.
Honey, I need some joy. If I'm taking you to Hobby Lobby, I need something for
oh,
me.
Oh, I never take you to Hobby Lobby.
I just need a few minutes for me.
Me time.
I never take you to Hobby Lobby.
Oh, that's the nicest thing. That's some of the nicest things you've ever done for me is you go to Hobby Lobby, like you stay in the truck. I love you so much right now for letting me not go in there.
I barely go in there.
Looking myself. At the fake plants and the frames.
Yeah, I wish they'd make a new story.
Wives, just tired. If you're at it with frames in it and with your husband, don't make them go in. It's the nicest thing you could ever do for them.
Yeah.
It's true. There's nothing.
It's no so point. True.
There's a little,
I think I should send you in there when you're in trouble. I'm going to send you in there with a list.
That's what mom used to do.
By yourself.
Mom used to take us. There's a store called Cloth World.
Oh, what?
She would take us to Cloth World. And me and Todd are in there just like, I'm in hell. And you try to make it fun as a kid, but it's reams of fabric. It's not even made in anything.
Well, say what she did when you guys would act up in Cloth World.
That's the grocery store.
Oh, that's the grocery store. What would you do?
Oh, no, I was going to say, the Cloth World, though, had a big barrel of buttons for you to play in.
There you go.
There you go.
Buttons with a bowl of virus in it and all this kind of stuff. And
there you go.
Buttons.
Kids play peeing
with
the buttons.
In it. You can play
oh, my
in
gosh.
The buttons.
Gross.
Go play in the buttons.
Leave me alone.
I mean, you'll probably buttons. Swallow eight of them. But go ahead and play in the buttons.
Play in the buttons.
Play in the buttons. That's a t-shirt.
Well, back then we didn't worry about all that stuff.
Play.
You know, we just.
I've got a good
buttons.
30 minutes. These morons are going to love these buttons.
Just
until
do
they
it.
Figure out what's going on here. Yeah, and then we go to the grocery store and then we'd be acting up. And what would you do?
I sang Sentimental Journey.
Loud.
Well, I started softly and they still, well, they would kick behind them. They would kick their brother behind the leg like I couldn't see that.
Oh, right. Like
so I
sneaky.
Said, we're in a store where people know us in the community. So I just said, kick again and I'll sing. So they
simple.
Said, she won't do that. So I did.
Yeah.
I sang Sentimental Journey, but I started softly. And then I got louder. Until you did stop kicking.
Such a nice, simple way to take care of it.
It was easy. I didn't have to touch
Libby,
them.
You'll be able to use that technique
100%. I didn't have to hit them or touch them or anything.
And today that would be so politically incorrect. That would be child
to
abuse.
To sing Sentimental Journey.
Like, who are you?
When the boys would do like things like that towards me, kick me, whatever. Uh-huh. Or if they were just like badgering me, I would tell them how like what a period is.
She does, and that
like,
shuts
no,
him down
shut
so fast.
No, Spencer, like no,
it worked every time.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It works good on Jack
you
too.
Do what
it's
you
my hidden
do.
Weapon.
Yeah, someone I think when we were first having kids, we got some really good advice and just about when kids throwing, you'll see a kid throwing a fit and he'll be like on the ground and stuff. Oh, yeah. And just step over him. Yeah. Just keep walking.
Yeah, I like that idea because they're saying you're acknowledging that you know that they're there, that you're not, you know, going to leave them or anything, but you're not going to cater to that
behavior.
You're
not giving them an audience, right?
No, you're not giving them an audience. So you say nothing, you just step over them saying, I'm still you know, here.
It works more.
It did work.
Yeah. And I wasn't, you know, I talk about being spanked a lot. I really wasn't.
No, you didn't get spanked.
I would get spanked for lying twice, though. Remember the one time I faked like I was sick, didn't want to go to school. So I was in the bathroom, I'm like, I got diarrhea. And of course, mom's like, well, let me see it. And of course, I didn't have diarrhea. So I picked up some toothpaste. It was like a blue gel, and I squirted it into the toilet. It's blue toothpaste.
Like you're dying.
Yeah.
What are you, an avatar?
Yeah. And I squeezed the whole tube and threw it in there. She found out, and I got double spankings.
She's going to take you to the emergency room.
I just saw that. I got diarrhea. Let me see it. Yeah. Open the door.
She did threaten to take you for a colonoscopy after that.
Yeah. She's like,
wait a minute.
Each.
What's this blue poo? If she,
oh, my gosh. He is an avatar.
Well, can I tell the story about the seventh hour you got?
Sure.
Okay. I think you were in middle school. It's clean. It's good. Okay. I think you were in middle school. I know
a seventh hour was detention, and it was a big deal.
Yes. Your history teacher, I guess I'm going to say history teacher, called, and she said, did Tim tell you he got a seventh hour for tomorrow? And I said, no. You hadn't been home, I don't think. And I said, what happened? And she said, well, we were discussing the Yellow River in China. And she said, do you have any idea why they called it the Yellow River? And Tim said, I guess they didn't have plumbing.
Yeah.
And it disrupted the class so much that he had a seventh hour.
Wow. But that's rough.
He comes home and says, she laughed harder than anybody, his teacher. She thought it was funny.
But why would you give him a seventh hour?
Because
he disrupted the class by saying they didn't have plumbing. But it disrupted. Well, they all laughed. They were just waiting for him to perform anyway.
That just seems so wild.
For being a genius.
Now you can imagine.
Right.
Then.
They would. I heard one teacher telling one of my jokes one time that I got in trouble for.
Like,
they're stealing my stuff here.
Yeah. But anyway, you said she thought it. So you said, oh, I'll serve the seventh hour, but she laughed harder than the kids did.
Yeah. Seventh hours are great because then you get all your homework done.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't I get these more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should have taken advantage
of that. Distractions. You got to just.
I put off stuff so much. I was one of those guys.
Really? You did that? Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Believe it or not.
Never thought that.
It's like you get 3 months to do a project, and it's the night before, and I'm just Levi. Here we go.
Yep. That's Levi. Levi would, I'd say, hey, are you keeping up with your journal? Because I get the messages from his teacher, and like, what's the science? He goes, yeah, I've been, writing my journal. I'm like, okay. So I'd look at a couple of pages, but then over time, then it was science project day, and the night before, he's like, I'm going to do this thing with Kool-Aid. I'm like, how have you not already been doing this?
He's going to do this thing with Kool-Aid.
He's like, I got to grow an avocado overnight.
I go, what? I said, I'll help you lay it out, but I'm not helping you do your work. And so it was
that science fair.
I know.
Was a nightmare for a parent. It was a nightmare for the teachers.
Well, the teacher came to me while I was working in lunch, and she said, hi, I'm a Levi's science teacher. And she was so nervous. And I was like, say no more. I just told her right off the bat, I go, say no more. If he got an F, give him an F. Because I know how that went down. And then she was like, oh, good, thank you. I didn't know if you were one of those parents or not.
Yeah, but, Mrs. Hawkins, about Levi's science project.
About his volcano.
He made Jell-O. And it's not even set. Is it me?
I don't even know.
Have we failed in some way?
Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't have color in it. It's just clear gelatin. I think it's just water. I think it's just a bowl of water.
And I don't know if Libby was there, but then after he got his science project back, he was taking it out to the car, but then he smashed it in the dumpster, and another teacher wanted to give him a demerit for that.
Oh, yeah, there? That was so dumb.
Right. Like, yeah. I don't know why. Why did she want to give him a demerit for that?
I don't remember, but I was like, don't give him a demerit. That's stupid.
And then they bring these projects home they don't care about, and then you're 20 years later, it's still in the basement in a bucket or a container. Like, should we throw this away? I don't know if you want to.
It was his science fair.
He worked so hard for 13 minutes on that.
Yeah, now Jackson
the morning of.
It's so cute because
it's just a bunch of rocks with like smiley faces. Yeah.
It's rocks. He's with like, smiley
I made
faces
a rock family.
I love that Brian Regan bit. It's like, the big yellow one's the sun.
Yeah. Right.
The big yellow one.
The one kid has the solar system. The yellow one's the middle of the sun.
It's the sun.
What about this? The yellow one's the sun.
He's like, he only remembers his sun.
And he says, I have a cup of dirt.
Yeah.
What's this called? It's called a cup of dirt. Move along. Just put F on it. Let me go home.
But he was like, move along.
Move along.
Don't worry about me.
It's a cup. I call it a cup. I mean, dirt in it.
But I do remember like when you actually did the project. I still remember like fourth grade. I did a thing on the Iroquois Indians, and I did a nice little notebook. And
I love that.
I did the mask. We made masks for it, and
that's very cool.
It was almost. It was just so
like whoa,
magical. Yeah. Just you had your project and you handed in.
It was a big deal. Yourself.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And I might have had you type up a few things. See, that's what I remember when I was a kid. My parents were wonderful typists.
My mom, too. Mm.
Just hearing that typewriter going. Dad was a good typer, too. Mm-hmm. I think he chicken pecked.
You were,
was
too. Still,
that, was the that was the thing I got the most out of high school. No lie. It was typing.
You did.
Yeah. He's fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good at
Jackson
typing.
Did good. He did good science projects. And he would, after the science fair would be over, he'd be already thinking about what he's going to do for next year. Mm. And he was so mad when he didn't win.
Do you remember any of his stuff?
One was...
is it better than smiley faces on rocks?
Yes. One was
nothing's
like...
Nothing's better than
what kind of germs actually collect after it like drops to the ground for 6 minutes or six seconds?
Yeah, he had all these Petri dishes.
So he had different Petri dishes. So and it was like...
Oh, yeah, the five-second rule.
6 seconds. Yeah, it's a 5 second.
Is the five-second rule.
Basically, he wanted to be, is it true? And he did it all the way up to 3 minutes. And he basically was like... You're good. 5 second rule. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But he wanted to be more elaborate than that. He was hoping there was going to be stuff growing all over it. So he was a little disappointed that it was just like no change. But he worked hard at it. I mean, and then he didn't win. But then, you know, the ones that did win, you could tell the moms helped him for sure. It's like,
so
can
we
have a contest of those whose parents didn't help like this? You know, like,
oh, it'd be horrible though.
Didn't. I didn't help him. I mean, I helped. Arrange, but I didn't do any of his work for him.
So I think of course, Mother, you were a teacher for how many years?
I taught first grade for 3, and then I taught third grade 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
And you were good.
I
loved when we go with a parent with them and watch them do their thing. And Dad was the same way.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see them in their element holding court. They were really good.
That'd be fun to see.
And of course, both of you and Dad, I mean, everybody loved you. The teachers all loved you.
Oh. Yeah.
But you were obviously good at what you did.
Well, I look back with regret, though. You know, I think about things I could have done better.
Less drugs?
More number drugs. One more.
maybe
more a little drinking would help
just take the edge off
but it was good. The time passed so fast. I look back on that 20 because I've been retired now more years than I taught.
No way.
Yeah, is that wild?
Dang. I taught 25 and I've been retired 26.
Wow.
It was a good time back then, though. It was a lot more simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than it is
so
right
what,
now.
Mm-hmm. So you were obvious, you liked it.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did.
What'd you like about it?
A lot of things. I liked the people I worked with. I don't know. I like being able to I guess to clarify information and help. Really, teaching is just teaching it's just helping someone find information more than it is just, you don't have to be bright and brilliant to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. You just have to be able to get across to the students how to find information and what to do with it when you do find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. That's so true. I think a lot of people think you have to be a straight A college student and be brilliant to teach. You do not. Right.
Quick question. Why did you never help me find information? Why did you hold back from me this knowledge?
I don't think that.
What did I do to you?
I don't think you wanted me to.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, you could have worked through that. I'm an idiot. You should have known that.
I think you did pretty well.
You're fine. You're fine.
I think you did fine.
You did just fine.
Yeah, I did pretty good.
Just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but even like Dad, you know, Dad is so quiet. You know, Dad's quiet at home usually and stuff. But you go, he was a, you know, PE teacher, health teacher. You see him just.
He was amazing.
Stand in front of 100 kids and just like he was a general. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, oh, it was so amazing. Cool.
It is cool.
We went to a friend that Todd played ball with and your dad coached many years in baseball. And we went to his mother's, this young man's mother's funeral. And in front of a lot of people, he told your dad that he was a coach himself. He said, I've coached my kids. And he said, I learned how to treat young people from the way you treated me.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And I think that was the one thing your dad never talked down to kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never talked down. Yeah. Never powered himself over anybody.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But he was so knowledgeable that they wanted to know what he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was good. He was good.
That's people beautiful. Loved him, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And the teachers and the administration and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did. You guys were the real deal.
Well, I appreciate that. But, I mean, you know, you learn as you go. Mm-hmm. You learn. You don't know. You don't learn how to be a teacher in college, really. Not really.
Yeah.
You step in there, the classroom, it's like, you know, that's where you learn by doing.
Let me ask you another question. How much of my inheritance have you really spent? And should I expect anything ever?
We're not finished.
Ever?
Okay. All right.
We're not finished spending.
Are you guys?
They still got their cruises. Yeah.
Are you leaving it all on the floor?
We may have to go to a nursing home. You never know.
Okay.
No. None of that. None of that.
We may have to go somewhere.
No, none of that.
I've got a few places picked out that you're really going to like. I mean, they've got activities.
They got lights.
Bingo.
Water.
Well, lights. Some, you know, it's natural light during the day.
You got to go to bed when it's.
And they crack the windows for you.
Yeah.
They bring you Pringles by the. You have to, you know.
They have toilets.
Eating by six.
You're going to love it.
Only. They have toilets.
Indoor,
they have.
Indoor plumbing.
It's a hole.
Indoor plumbing. Indoor
plumbing. It's a hole. Right. What is this, prison now? You're going to go to prison.
It is a prison. I mean, but this is the nicer wing.
A nicer wing.
That's nice.
You used to say, I'll put you in a good home.
And the nice.
Overlooking the shuffleboard court.
The shuffleboard. Yeah.
Shuffleboard court.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Anyway. So nice. Yeah.
Time flew by.
I cannot believe you've been retired more than you worked. That's
26 years.
Wow.
That was so good, though, because we got to be with, we have 9 grandchildren.
Yeah.
And, Jackson.
Yes.
Who is your Jackson. When he was little, he got to stay with us. He's our only Missouri one, born child. And when he got to stay with us quite a bit through the years. And one day we were on the porch eating breakfast or something, and he said, Grandma, what do you and Coach do for money? And I said, why do you ask that? And he said, you don't work. And which is so true. None of our grandkids, you don't know we ever worked.
No, I'm 25, so.
And you never knew we worked. And so Brett and Adam probably were born while we were still working. Oh, and Spencer and Ben, the first four.
Oh, yes.
And after that, none of the kids were born when we worked.
Yeah.
Because Coach retired in 95, and I retired in 97.
Wow. Uh-huh. Wow. He was born in 98.
Yeah.
And you've been leeching off the system ever since.
Yeah, we have.
You have been.
We have, yeah. She says.
That's right.
It's not, I want to call you a deadbeat.
That's right.
But
You can at least give that to teachers.
What do you do for work? That's so cute. They ask me that sometimes, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do for money? You're home all day, every day. Yeah.
What do you really do?
You're spending a lot of money at Costco.
Isn't it? You're right. I work at Costco. And I work hard.
I work really hard.
I carry mattresses.
I'm in charge of the carts.
I test out the couches.
Have you ever seen me shove a mattress into a sedan?
That's me.
Fold it twice. I can do it. I've got it down. Yeah, we had a Costco run this week, and we're going in
for one thing too.
And Heather was so wanting to buy pine trees.
Yes. They had some at mine. I wanted them.
Can you believe how nice they are?
So nice.
Well, my guy hasn't come out to pull out all my old stuff. I'd be ready to go with these things. That's the cheapest I've ever seen. And the nicest.
Do you know how much these are?
Tell my guy.
At a regular place?
Well, they had like the, they were
PG.
Ferns. No. What were they? Like
they were
tall
hydrangeas.
Well, they had like the tall trees.
That's like a fence. Yes.
And I was like, I could make a full on
totally
privacy fence.
$30 a piece.
I know.
You could.
I could. I'm not going to because I don't own a house. But
you could
one
get
day.
Big pots. Libby.
One day.
Put them in big, huge pots and then you could take them to the next
one. Yeah, I'm sure Luke would love that.
I know.
Luke.
He would.
We're leaving the trees, honey.
I have way too many projects. Like right before we were leaving, I was like doing all these random things around the house. And I would go out on these like excursions to like buy stuff to like do my little projects. And like the last day I was like, I got to go to Ace Hardware. I got to get like a yard clippers or whatever. He's like, no. He's like, no more projects. He's
leaving.
Like, you can do it when you get home. But I was just like, man, I got to go out there. I got to chop all these things down. Like,
got things to do.
I got things to do. Because if it were up to me, oh my gosh, I would buy all those trees. I would line up my whole yard.
Yes.
I would make it a privacy yard.
It'd be so cute. Amazing.
You two are similar that way. Amazing. I mean, it seems like the project things.
Yeah, it's like, go for it.
Sometimes I have to, I'm like, honey, okay, I love it that you do projects, but let's just, how many, you know, is it stressing you out?
Oh, yeah. You just said that.
And I want you to be fresh. And
I don't do projects as much as I used to.
Right.
Well, now I have I get ideas, but I have other people do them.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Like
you
the deck. It.
Right.
I can't do organizing.
See, if I do it, it's a mess. If she makes a mess, it's organizing.
I need to organize it now, though.
That's a mess. I'm organizing.
It's just taking me a while.
It didn't used to take me that long, but now it takes me long.
That's so true.
It's because, Mom, you've done, now you bought your house in 72 that I grew up in.
Right.
How much was it when you bought it?
Well, right at $26,000.
$26,000.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What was your monthly payment?
Let's go back. The first apartment we lived in for 3 years in the 60s, it was, I think one was $90 a month, and then we went to a two-bedroom, and that was $110.
Wow.
And then when we moved in our little house, that was $111 a month. And then when we moved in this house, it was, the first payments were $220.
Wow.
$220.
And did that seem like a lot at the time?
Uh-huh. There was a house down the street.
That's how much I spend in a day.
There was a house down the street.
That's how much I spend for Hulu. Oh. Per month.
Well, there was a house down the street.
That's just Hulu.
In our new subdivision, and it was all brick, and it had some pillars in front, and they wanted $32,000 for that. And even though we were both going back to teaching, we said, we just can't risk that. That was $32,000.
Right, and because you don't want to go to the poorhouse.
Yeah.
That was the big thing people used to say. Yeah. I'm going to be in the poorhouse. So there's an actual house.
For the poor people.
And our brother-in-law told us that he didn't think we were going to make it.
That we could make it.
That you weren't going to make it.
With
make what?
That big house payment.
The one that you moved in that you
big
now.
Big house payment? Yeah. What was he paying? Like $50? What
is happening?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
So dude. Anyway, but that, But it's all relative.
Yeah.
It was all relative.
Yeah.
What do you think that house would sell for now?
A lot.
You should look at 275, 280 maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a nice house. And you always keep up with remodeling it room by room.
It would sell quickly because of the things we've done. But
yes, sure.
It's 1,500 square feet with a basement.
I think it'd go in a bidding war for sure.
You think?
Oh, gosh. Can people love that there? Neighborhood, too.
Can we move in?
You want to move in?
No. We already did that.
No.
We already did that. More than once.
Been there, done that.
But our neighbors, we still have a few of originals.
Right.
You know, original neighbors. But yeah. Most of them, no.
I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was like, boomers, when they sell their $10,000 house for $600,000, and it's like this old lady like dancing.
It's like,
I was like, for real.
It's true.
Amazing. For real.
It's a good investment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best.
It feels like a home. It feels like home. We love going over
there. Yeah, I love it.
Good home.
One of the grandkids said at one time it was quaint.
Yeah.
It was quaint.
It's quaint.
It's very quaint.
I said, yes, and it's paid for.
Yes.
It's quaint and paid
Thank
for.
You very much.
I love this cottage.
It's quaint and paid for.
This quaint cottage.
Yes. It's always good when it's paid
for. Yeah, I like your shed, but where's the house?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it under the ground?
Coming from us, spoiled kid.
Now, when you say it's 1,500 square foot, is that with the addition? The sunroom?
No.
Okay.
No. Or the basement.
Okay.
No.
Because we have fit many people in there comfortably and easily.
Well, I said we raised two kids there with a lot of people in and out. And one of the parties we had for graduation, 78 people came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, during the day.
Right.
In and out. So we never felt
cramped
at all.
Yeah.
That was pre-COVID. You wouldn't allow that now. That's fire code.
That's so true. Yeah. But it's a good house.
Yeah.
Good subdivision.
I think you should probably just start selling weed. I mean, you've always wanted to.
Think about it.
But just.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just trying to, because she doesn't work.
To earn.
It doesn't work.
Like, I'm feeling like you need to step it up a bit. Just something that's not a lot.
Extra money.
Right. You'll stay outside. You'll be outside a lot.
Well, Matt, I don't know. Do you go outside when you sell weed? I don't know anything about
it. Some people sell it in their basement.
That's right.
I was going to say, you got those lights in that basement. It would work.
That's true.
It would work.
Do you have a firearm? Just get your conceal and carry. Just start.
Can you see me with
making bank?
Yeah, grandma with a gun. Over there with her.
Granny with a gun.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah. We did have a gun. It was like an old, one you just hang on the wall. It's just like a piece of art.
You try to shoot it.
I don't
it's
think
just
it worked.
Dust.
I don't think it worked. We had some baseball bats, though.
My mom was she was a funny person. She came to visit one time, and Dave had a little gun somewhere, an old gun somewhere, but he had bullets up in the top closet in a little box. And she hit the closet door with a vacuum cleaner, and the shells popped out and fell in the floor. And my mom said, oh my gosh, get those, that if the vacuum cleaner runs over them, they could shoot. So she thought the vacuum cleaner would start shooting bullets.
She wasn't a smart
That's what
woman.
We know about. No, that's what we know about guns. We were scared of guns. No, we had nothing to do with guns.
That wasn't a deal.
No.
Yeah.
Scared of guns. And bullets.
See, I think Frida was... You know, we talk about where do you get funny from?
Yeah.
That woman was, she had it.
She was funny.
She was funny.
Country funny. Yeah.
Yes.
You think she could have been on stage if she had the right avenue?
No.
Some of her jokes, some of her comedy was not
appropriate.
It was not appropriate. No,
it wasn't
well,
safe.
She could be in the
not
clubs.
Not safe for
that's
work.
That's what I mean.
It was not,
she could be in the clubs easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was when I tell people, like, where does it come from? And I just tell them the story of, you know, going down to Cape Girardeau to grandma's house. And she's like, how many square feet was it, you think? 800 square foot house?
Yeah, that she rented.
And there's nothing, there's really nothing to do. She had an old toolbox, and me and Todd would go out and just hammer nails into the roots of the trees or something. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Or hopefully we had a football. Mm-hmm. But she would, when we would leave, she'd stand on the porch and we'd just sit and look at her and watch and wait. And then she'd just give us the finger and laugh.
Bye now.
And laugh.
Yeah.
And go inside.
Don't come back now.
Love that.
Perfect.
Yeah, you did. She was funny.
Freda Love Hawkins.
That.
Yeah. She lived to be 90 years old.
Smoked since she was
13.
13. To how long? She's 80.
She quit when she was 80.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And she actually mowed the lawn for the guy next door who was younger than her.
Well, she said his lawn was messy.
Oh.
And so she said, I said, Mom, you can't be mowing other people's yard. That's his yard. And she said, it's a mess. So she just mowed across the front of hers and his too.
And he didn't mind, did he?
Well, he was lazy. He didn't care. You know, he was just lazy.
Yeah.
And so she mowed his yard and hers too.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
And she was 90. Well, amazing. She mowed till she was 85.
Yeah, well, 85.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, I want to be just like her.
Yeah, she was.
And she made old school
smoking.
We had old school chocolate milk back then. It was the chocolate cocoa powder. But you had to add sugar to it.
And you made a paste.
Mm-hmm. Made a paste at the bottom. Yeah. Put a little bit of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Milk at the bottom, make a paste. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how we had chocolate milk.
Because if you don't, it just all settles at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That last sip is just pure cocoa.
That was always my favorite part. I always wanted it to clump so that at the end I got the...
You got the...
And, like, hot chocolate. That's the part. All right, y'all.
Well, good. Why don't you cue up Sentimental Journey?
Let's do it.
That's good.
And, Mom, thanks for filling in for Luke.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love so nice. It. Thank you for allowing me to.
You're welcome. You don't get paid, by the way.
I know. Oh.
We have some catchatory.
This isn't work either.
You can have some catchatory.
Are you hungry?
No.
Are you hungry?
No.
Got some catchatory.
But anyway, cameo.com. throw a few bills. I'll do a special video for you.
The music no work, but do you want to sing it?
Why isn't it working?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, hit the Bluetooth.
On my laptop? Okay. Keep talking.
What did you say?
What did I say?
Yes.
Cameo.com.
All right. You never did say your five worst movies.
Oh, I'll give you some bad movies here, guys. Sorry to keep you waiting. Frida.
That's my...
Frida.
Ugh.
Being John Malkovich.
Ugh, that's the worst.
Mixed Nuts. Horrible movie.
Rude. That wasn't that bad.
A couple movies I walked out of. Air Con.
Was that with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. Ghostbusters 2. Lethal Weapon 4. The Internship. Legends of the Fall.
Oh, yeah.
With Brad Pitt.
Lots of people love that, but we didn't love that.
What's the one, Mr. Brown? What's it called, Mr. Brown?
I liked Mr. Brown. Oh.
Oh, it was a beating.
No, you're thinking about the one with Anthony Hopkins and Brad Pitt. Is that what you're thinking
of? Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Mr. Brown is with Dench.
Okay.
Judy Dench.
Yes. And then Mirror Has Two Faces with Barbara Streisand. Horrible. And then The Last Airbender. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. We all watched a bunch of them.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good. That one is bad.
All right. Thanks, guys.